live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, hard to believe it's already Friday. Simply amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. I'm coming to you from Seattle, which has been hit by chemical narco-terrorism warfare by the big agro companies, by the big pharma companies, by the globalists, where you have one of the biggest drug addict populations in the world. Wherever so-called liberal social engineers are in control, New York, Chicago, Seattle, you have giant homeless populations. You have a lot of working poor people, and their operating system is hardcore leftist, anti-American, pro-Islamic ideology. Now, everywhere I go, I'd say 60-70% of people know who I am. And a lot of Japanese and a lot of Asian folks particularly are fans. I'm talking about Japanese Americans, Chinese Americans. But when it comes to white men, white professional men, but also white working class men, it's about 50-50. People saying, F you, go to hell. And this has probably happened, I don't know, 30 times since I've been here. They'll walk by and say, F you. Or they'll point and laugh like I'm in junior high and that supposedly gets to me and hurts me because they're a peer pressure group controlled by peer pressure and fake news. But I decided the next guy to come by and scream F you and stuff that I was going to run over to him and say, no, do an interview. Well, that guy said F you and, you know, wouldn't talk to me. And I said, well, you have no intellectual debate. Then I'm walking back and a guy comes over and starts bumping his chest into me and says, I'm going to throw hot coffee in your face. He has it in a thermos. He unscrews it and then throws it in my face. And when I say that the people that tend to be on the front lines of globalist operation are goblins, I call them translucent skin goblins because they can be black, Hispanic, or white. They have super white skin. They're always goblin-shaped, and they always gibber and giggle and revel. You know, we have all these tapes where they go, I love Satan, I love killing babies, I love killing my children. You know, we can put a compilation together, and I call it goblining. And you notice in politics now, they say the swamp or they say the goblin's nest. This has come into the nomenclature. It's come into the vernacular. And this just happened about an hour and 15 minutes ago, Zimmerman. Michael is, you know, the camera guy, so he went down there with me, and I was experiencing all of this. And then right after I got attacked, a guy's filming me, and I walk over, and I said, would you like to have some words with us? Very nicely. He goes, I don't talk to effing Nazis. So, see, this is the most dumbed-down population ever. They're just like Nazis, where you literally just demonize first alt-right. Hillary creates the term. She's God. Then they connect white supremacists to that. Then you connect it to all whites, all conservatives, all libertarians, all free marketeers. And I've had folks celebrating that they plunged the stock market yesterday. We started the show out, and I said every newspaper I saw, and I've been out and around town yesterday morning, at least 9 newspapers said the stock market's going to plunge, the economy's dead, Trump's horrible. And I said it's a concerted talking point to plunge the economy. Well, they plunged the stock market yesterday with the hoax that the head of his economic commission, Mr. Cohen, known as a whiz-bang at Free Market Systems, they'd help, you know, turn on the Chinese economy, that he had resigned. Well, guess what? It was a hoax. So this is where we live. This is the system we have with people cheerleading their own destruction. But here's the big news today. We had attacks in Barcelona killing 15 people, injuring over 200 now, and the number's going up of dead, unfortunately. We had another seaside attack. How do you pronounce the name? I don't have my computer open. Another seaside town had a bunch of folks they tried to run over. One cop shot down 4 jihadis who were also armed. And nowhere in USA Today, New York Times, I've got them all right here, will they call it an Islamic attack. They won't even call it terror till deep in the articles. Okay, so that's their systems of deception and control as the leftists attack me in a terror attack. These are bullies. That's why they're allied with radical Islam, because they're bullying thugs who want to dominate everyone and you want to control your kids.
Why is the fungus? Why is the mold? Why is the yeast taking over? What is going on? What has changed? Dr. Group, the new product, MycoZX, supports normal fungal and yeast balance, proprietary blend of herbs and enzymes made with high-quality ingredients.
Yeah, fungus is a growing epidemic, and I've been testing this formula and making changes to this formula for over 10 years.
It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have free shipping, orders $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Additionally, on top of that, please, we only have a limited supply of this. I want to get your reviews. I want to hear what you have to say. For me, it's been incredible. MycoZX, antifungal, antifungus, anti-yeast. Get it today. Limited run. It'll be months till we get more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I cannot sell something unless it helps somebody. And you can't support an organization that isn't fighting harder. Look at the response we're getting. We were changing the world together. You are the InfoWar. God bless you all. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am very honored to be with you live on this Global Friday worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have massive Islamic terror attack. ISIS took responsibility yesterday. It happened before yesterday's broadcast even began, but the media ignored it for much of the morning. We now know it's 15 dead, hundreds wounded, and then there was another attack in Cambria on the coastline at a beach town frequented by Americans as well, where they tried to run over people with another automobile. Islamists has jumped out screaming Allah Akbar, trying to shoot people, and one police officer shot all four of them down before they could kill anybody else. But I happen to have the New York Times in front of me, and I happen to have USA Today in front of me. And neither one, isn't that funny? And I saw other newsstands this morning. None of it said Islamic terror attack. But right next to it, it said right-wing attack from Charlottesville, Virginia. So we'll never hear about the one woman that died and how every conservative or every gun owner or every libertarian, you murdered her. You are a Klan member. You are a devil. And literally, here in Seattle, this morning I was walking to a local famous bakery to get some pastries for my family by myself and my camera guy. I don't bring my kids out here, obviously, with these vicious frothing leftists. And they just immediately saw me And I was doing a live feed about Barcelona and how the media was covering it up. And they began just going, F you, F you. So I told everybody, the next guy that walks by and says, F you, I'm going to walk over to him or run over to him and say, hey, tell us something on camera. And that guy said, F you, and left. But another guy comes over, starts bumping into me over and over again. I let him do it. Kind of a sweet little goblin. I actually wanted to snuggle him. But then he said, I got hot coffee here. And it was hot. He just loaded it up. He unscrews the top and hits me in the face with it. And then threatens to hit me with his thermos. It's this reveling in their weakness, reveling in their cowardice, reveling in their goblin-likeness. It's why people call it the swamp. Well, it's populated with the goblin creatures. So that video is going viral on Infowars.com, right now. And I've had other folks tell me they want to kill me. And then they say, F you, Nazi. And I saw another guy riding by on his bike. He stopped to film and get the trophy for his cohorts online. None of them have family on average. That's why the Facebook documents came out this year and said, our people are desperate. They're liberal. We keep them alone under our control. Keep them poor. That's in the WikiLeaks. And then you're fed by your bots and by Stephen Colbert and other imaginary friends you have. That literally form a false relationship with you, and then you have little alone celebrations in your little dank apartments, on heroin, almost starving to death, just with roaches crawling the walls. But it's okay, you've got Colbert. He's cool, he's good looking, he's sharp, he's smart, he says the right, he's a teleprompter character like Max Headroom. He's literally just a creation. And then you've got the other actors posing as journalists who are really fake news, lying about what I say and what I do. And so it's very, very sad. I mean, actually, when he threw the coffee on me, luckily it's cold outside, so it burned at first, but, dissipated in a second. I actually felt sorry. I was like, look at you. Look what a little goblin you are. And it was a lot of it was disgust, but also sadness that it's always the same. And it's not the obesity that makes him a goblin. They're very goblin-like. And always, like, they do this wiggle, this... This little wiggle thing they do, and then they smell. I always have bad breath, and they're in this. The women are in this.